Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Puppy Park Walk. In this file, you will be taken out to the park, where you can run around and perhaps chase some things. But first, we have to get there. Close your eyes. And imagine for a moment a very simple park. Some grass, some trees, the sound of a few other people perhaps in the distance. There's even a little lake, or maybe it would be called more of a pond. It's not that big after all. Regardless, there are paths, and there are places besides the path, some of which I'm sure you're not supposed to walk on. But who can hold back a puppy when they're all excited, filled with energy, wanting to run? I wonder how you'd feel. Would you feel that happy excitement of a playful puppy looking around at the bright sky, the green grass, the excitement of all the many things to chase or explore, to sniff or look at? And how would it begin? Would you enter the park calmly, pretending as if everything is normal and you don't just want to run around everywhere at once? What if I have a ball in my hand and I hold it out for you to see, so that you can see the bright color of the ball just before I throw it away? You can't help but run after it and do your best to grab it and bring it back. Of course, as soon as you bring it back, are you going to let go so that I can throw it again? Aw. But if you don't let go, I can't throw it. All right, go on. Let it go, so that I can show you again that nice bright ball and then throw very far. And that little bit of running is already feeling so good. And I take the ball again, or at least try to. For some reason, puppies are always very stubborn when it comes to bringing the ball back. They want it to be thrown, but they also don't want to let go. Who knows what they're thinking? But eventually, as you listen and return the ball, we continue walking for a little bit. It's important for me to hold you so that you can't run away. You didn't spot the birds yet. But as soon as you hear their sounds, you look around, you spot them, and you want to run after them immediately. It's good that I'm holding you, because you would have run straight into the water. And it would be so much fun to just run around, splish and splash, chase the birds, and maybe get mud everywhere. But no, not today. Today we're not going to go into the water. Of course, as we continue walking, eventually your easily distracted puppy brain gets fixated on something else. The trees are swooshing in the wind. The grass is making pretty patterns with every little breeze. You want to run around as much as you can. And it doesn't take long after I let you go that you take off in a random direction, following the path full of excitement. But I call you back. Don't want to lose track of you out here. And I know that nearby there's a really good big field where you can run around. So practicing a bit, you do your best to walk next to me, knowing that it can be difficult to not chase everything that you see. Was that a squirrel in a tree? Are there birds over there? I think there's a ball. No, wait. Eventually, all the distractions fade when you see the big field. Oh, yes. You hear the words almost naturally, arriving before I say them. Go ahead, run. And run you do, as fast as your legs can take you. You zoom across the field and run around, feeling so good. It's as if all the things inside of you that had to be let go have a place here. With every stomp of your foot on the ground, you let go a little bit more. And as you continue to run and run and run, you feel lighter and lighter. And while you do get a little tired eventually, it is offset so nicely with the calm in your head. It can take a while before you're ready, before you're done with all the running. Now we'll simply wait in a corner of the field until you do. Who knows how long it'll take? Seconds? Minutes? And I still have that ball with me as well. Once you're almost exhausted, I can tell by the way you're returning slowly back to me. I take out the ball and I show it to you. There's this moment of conflict on your mind, visible in your expression. You are tired. You just ran so much. And yet, there's a ball. Look at the ball. It's so nice and bright, and this would be the perfect place to really throw it far so that you can retrieve it. Shall I throw it all once more? I move it a few times in front of you to see if you are indeed wanting to retrieve it once more. Then, with a bit of a smile, I wound back and throw it very far away. It even bounces a few times, and you can find it without any effort. This time, as you deliver the ball back, you walk a lot slower. Definitely more tired now than you were before, and that's fine. That was the whole purpose of the walk. To give you somewhere to run all your worries and cares away, so that all that remains is this blissful calm inside of you. And now the rest of the walk is gentle and slow. There's a little waterworks that we walk past, and sometimes we hear others playing in the distance. Mostly for you, it's just nice to be physically tired. Your mind relaxed, your body ready to lay down for a little while. And it won't be that long before it's time to return. And once you do, I'm sure you'll find the perfect corner to curl up in, cozy and warm. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can remain curled up anywhere you want. Otherwise, you'll find yourself awake and with a head much more clear and rested than before. Have fun, and remember to run sometime.